This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As we discussed earlier on the program, the conservative movement lost one of its most influential and significant members this week, as Wednesday night into Thursday morning, Paul Weyrich, the co-founder of the Heritage Foundation and the Free Congress Foundation, passed away at the age of 66. We've been out to talk about the role that Mr. Weyrich played in the advancement of the conservative movement is Craig Shirley, president and CEO of Shirley & Bannister Public Affairs in the Washington, D.C. area. He's also a Reagan biographer. His new book, Rendezvous with Destiny, about the 1980 presidential campaign, is due out in February. Craig, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
You go back in the conservative movement decades as well. What do you see as the legacy of Paul Weyrich inside the conservative movement?
Oh, I think it's long and it's deep and it's honored and it's respected. I think that any reasonable historian of American politics, if you're going to write about the second half of the American century, and especially from the standpoint of social and religious politics, would have to start with Paul Weyrich. His work in the 60s, and the 70s, and 80s in terms of channeling and marrying new technology with a growing evangelical Christian movement in this country, frustrated with the excesses of the culture and Jimmy Carter and all those other things. He was able to stir this and marry these the technology with this movement. And don't forget also, he was the founder of the Moral Majority, he and Jerry Falwell, which had enormous influence on American politics in the 70s and, of course, culminated in the 1980 campaign with the election of Ronald Reagan.
He's not one of the names that's on the tip of the general public's tongue. Those inside the movement know him. Those in the Washington area media certainly know who he is. But when compared to the folks like Buckley and, of course, the politicians like Goldwater and Reagan, he's not as well known. Now, how was he able to be so effective while not necessarily on the front page every day?
Well, Paul was a leader, but he was a different kind of leader. He was more focused on organization. He always told a famous story about when he was a young congressional aide on Capitol Hill. He happened to accidentally attend a meeting of a liberal coalition, and the reason for this meeting was to stop a particular piece of legislation, and there were representatives there from feminist groups and labor groups and some business groups who were opposed and some democratic institutions, liberal think tanks, and he was impressed how well organized they were and how they were able to hand out assignments and divvy up responsibilities to go out and do their particular thing, whether it was media or grassroots or voters or lobby on Capitol Hill or whatever. You know, somebody would talk to the columnists, somebody would talk to the editorial writers, somebody would talk to the radio and TV producers. But everything was organized, right down to the grassroots. And he took that, what he observed, and basically brought fire to conservative kind, if you will. And adopted that. There was a very long time, and I used to attend it years ago. It was called Library Court, and it was a meeting every week at Library Court, which is where his office was on Capitol Hill. And there were representatives there from congressional offices, from conservative think tanks, from conservative PACs, from conservative newsletters and publications, and issues were discussed and policies set and assignments handed out. And so many of those issues that came to the fore in the 70s that really helped define the conservative movement and then later the Republican Party were because of those meetings at Paul Weyrich's at the Library Court, whether it was the fight over the Panama Canal, the fight over SALT II, the fight for tax cuts and Kemp Roth, on issue after issue after issue, social, political, economic, foreign policy, military. They germinated right there at Library Court.
And Craig, we've heard from others today, and I know I'm guessing you would share this sentiment as well, that he found a way to engage people in a political process that didn't have an inclination to do so until he found a way to connect with them. How did he do that?
Through the force of his personality, through his commitment to his principles, his clear vision. He was unwavering. When he had a goal, that was it, and the only thing that mattered was the mission and achieving the goal. And there were, and sometimes he rubbed people the wrong way. But even Ronald Reagan wrote in his diaries how impressed he was with Weyrich's mind and his organization and his single-mindedness of purpose. There were some conservatives that Reagan was not enamored of that he confided to in his diaries, but Weyrich was one of those that he was enamored of.
And Craig, as I mentioned before, you go far back with the Reagan campaigns of 76 and 80, and obviously you've had plenty of personal experience with Paul Weyrich. You talked about it a little bit with the weekly meetings and so forth. What are some of the memories that are coming to mind for you today as you mourn the loss of your friend?
His faith, his devotion to his family, his patriotism, his devotion to freedom and to conservatism. He had a very droll wit. His eyes twinkled when he smiled. He was somebody. If you needed the shirt off his back, if you were down for the count, you could go to Paul Weyrich and he would give you the shirt off his back to help you. He was a man who was there when you needed somebody.
And very quickly, before we let you go, Craig, in terms of the legacy that will carry on now in future years, what do you think it'll be 15, 20 years from now?
The movement will go on because the movement has always been about ideas, not about personalities. But there have been singular individuals in the conservative movement over the last 40, 50 years. You mentioned William F. Buckley. Weyrich is another one whose loss cannot be underestimated. The force of his personality, his mind, and his commitment were an example that I hope that the younger conservatives coming up today will pay attention to and follow.
Craig, unfortunately, we need to call time there. Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Craig Shirley, President and CEO of Shirley & Bannister Public Affairs. He's also a Reagan biographer. His book on the 1980 presidential campaign, Rendezvous with Destiny, is due out in February. This is Dateline Washington.